This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And the question everyone is dying to know is what happened with intern Zach and Hannah this past Friday night? Does the love story continue? Time will tell, I guess. You guys played the dating game last week. And I don't know. It ended up going well. I thought the chemistry was there.
For sure.
Hannah?
Hi.
Can't get a hold of Zach. I don't know where he is.
Neither can I.
He's entered the witness protection program. He lives in another country with another family. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the dating game kind of slayed. You crushed.
Thank you. It was fun.
There was a lot of fun in the air. I wouldn't necessarily call it love, but there was fun in the air.
There was a lot of fun. Total chemistry. Anyways, we need all the details. We had a couple of people texting in on Friday that were very eager to figure out how things went.
Just break down what exactly happened, where you went, what you did, and then we'll get into all the details.
Yeah, I'll give you the full run through.
Sure.
We went to Nirvana.
Okay, right downtown. Great choice.
Great choice.
Activities.
Exactly. And we said it was going to be like a friend thing. Like I was like, I'll bring friends. You'll bring friends. It'll be.
Did he bring friends?
No.
Oh, he showed up alone.
He showed up alone.
Was he in a suit?
No, dressed very normal, very casual.
Okay.
Nice.
Because when he came in here to play the dating game, he was in a full suit. Piece suit.
Yes. Yeah.
He looked great.
He was sharp.
I brought two friends. So it was a date.
Girls?
Yes. My two girlfriends plus
It's
Zach.
Giving bachelor group date.
Low key, yeah. And I felt bad. I was like, oh man, I shouldn't have brought, whatever. He didn't bring friends. It was fun.
But it was discussed that it was going to be a friend thing.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so he knew going into it. All right.
Yeah.
So, but wild. He showed up alone. And so all of you met at Nerdvana?
At Nerdvana.
Okay.
Yes. And it was really nice. He asked a lot of good questions.
Did he That's write them down?
No, I don't think so. He was checking his hand.
What were some of the questions Zach asked?
Well, I don't remember now, but it was all like, what do you do for school? And like, how do you like he would
just
ask
getting
a question
to know you.
Follow up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes men ask a question with no follow up, no actual interest. He was interested. That was very
They're
nice.
Asking just to ask, just to so ask. They can talk, a pipeline to get them to talk.
Exactly.
To
and he was very good that way.
Okay, good.
One thing though.
Uh oh.
One thing though was.
We listen, full transparency here. We're looking for full honesty. Zach is not here to defend himself. We don't know why, but go
not
ahead.
Holding back.
You can't hold back.
He accidentally may have done one of my biggest pet peeves.
Which is what?
So we went to Nerdvana. I don't really play a lot of video games, but I was there to learn. And so I was trying to figure out like the buttons on the controller for one of the games.
Yeah.
And he reached over and like touched my hand to like hit the button on the controller, and I really don't like when men like,
touch you.
Let me show you how a controller works. I'm like, I can figure it out.
So the mansplaining.
You felt like he was undermining you.
A little bit, and like I didn't ask for help. I was just trying to figure out, and he just kind of reached over and like touched my hand and was like, hey, "Here's how you do it." And he like kept doing that.
Do you think maybe that was him trying to figure out an opening there, how to flirt with you.
Make and a that, move.
Yeah, that's...
Perhaps.
Okay,
wow.
So...
My friends are like, what's going on over there? Yeah.
I mean, I can think of worse things, though, Hannah,
oh,
you could do.
It bad. It just was... It's just a pet peeve of mine.
Got it. Okay.
So, but then he redeemed himself because he offered to drive us home so we didn't have to take an Uber.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's lovely.
They're very
that's
lovely. He opened the door not only for me, but for my friends.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's kind of outweighs the hand touching. Yeah.
He's a gentleman, I'll tell you that much.
For sure.
Did he wear cologne?
I don't know.
You can smell it, trust me.
I guess not then.
Okay.
I skipped it.
Okay.
But I. it was good, and then he dropped us off, and we have not spoken since.
Really?
He hasn't reached out?
No.
Well,
you didn't reach out?
No.
I reached out.
No one's reaching.
It was fun.
Well, he reached out to me on Saturday, and this is what he sent.
Oh, no.
Hi, good morning, Moose. Yeah, it's like 6 a.m. He's like, yesterday with Hannah was fun. I really enjoyed it. I said, that's great, buddy. What was the highlight? Well, we went to Nerdvana, which was a video game bar. And all of us played games and talked. I wish it could have just been the two of us, but it is what it is.
Aw, man.
That is kind of weird that you brought friends and he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's giving bachelor group day.
It was so strange. I felt so awkward about it.
I wish I was a fly on that wall. I really do. That's
you
great.
You know what? Okay, I'll give you the oldest trick in the book because I used to do this back in the dating game.
Yeah.
I was in college. And I was still dabbling in men, so this was ages ago. And I was on a date with a guy.
Dabbling.
Yeah. I was on a date with a guy, but it was like an online thing, and I didn't know them, and I was like predatory, right. Obviously. So we decided to meet at Starbucks, and I told my friends, I was like, why don't you come and like sit somewhere else?
Right.
So when he got there...
Oh, my God.
He started like walking over towards my group of friends and I quickly stood up and I was like, oh no, like I'm right here. He's like, oh my God, I literally thought you brought your friends and I was going to say that's really, really, really weird. And I was like, oh my God, I don't even know them. No, yeah, that was
just
great.
Friendly.
Yeah.
But
I wanted to make sure I didn't get murdered.
Right.
Years ago, I went on a date with a woman that showed up with one of her girlfriends and I said, when you're ready to be an adult and have a one-on-one date... And call me, and I left. I'm not sitting here with you and your friend.
I think there was a lack of communication because obviously it was said we're bringing friends. I think somebody, and I'll put that on Zach. I think Zach should have followed up and said, "Are we bringing friends? Like, should we not? Like, there should have been a little bit more communication."
Well, I sent a follow up like right before. I should have done it earlier, but like we were getting ready to go, and I was like, "Oh, by the way, how many people are you bringing?" And he was like, oh, I'm not bringing anybody.
Okay, so he knew then. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
No skin off your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Now, the question we want to know, though, is there going to be a date number two? If Zach reached out to you and said, hey, can we end up trying the one-on-one? Would you do it?
Man. I don't
think. Hold on a second.
I'm so sorry. I would love a friend. I would love a friend.
What every guy wants to hear. I would love a friend. Are you putting Zach in the friend zone?
I would love to be his friend.
Hannah's
Hannah.
I am.
Hannah, are you putting Zach in the friend zone?
I am. I'm so sorry.
All right. Hey, Zach.
Thank God our internship ends in 2 weeks. That's all I have to say.
You'll never hear from me again.
I thought
she blocked us all on social media. She unclamped all of her posts that we've ever done with her.
Listen, I honestly thought this was going to go in another direction.
I didn't at all. I always knew it was going to go in this direction.
Oh, really? And that's okay. Zach's a great guy.
He is.
And
absolutely.
I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to continue to make this uncomfortable.
I think that in order for Zach to find someone, you have to be eliminated from the equation completely.
Why?
There, I said it.
Why?
I think
Why?
Every time you try and help, it really is a dumpster fire, if I'm being completely honest. So.
Yeah, this poor kid's going through the ringer. You're just putting him through it.
I know. He's the perfect girl for you. Let's turn it into a bet. Yeah.
I got a job to do, okay?
98 PXY.